This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Mr. Jorge Amaya, last name A for Apple, M for Mary, A for Apple, Y, A for Apple. First name Jorge, J-O-R-G-E for Europe. Date October 7, 2022, period. New paragraph. He's a 51-year-old male patient who comes with the history of mid and lower retrosternal chest pressure, which also is felt in the left precordium, period. The symptom has been happening for last 1 year, and recently there is increase in frequency of the symptom, period. About 1 week ago, he was admitted to San Antonio Regional Hospital, Regional R-E-G-I-O, N for Nancy, A for Apple, L for Larry, Hospital Emergency Room, and evaluated, period. His serum troponins were normal, and ultimately he was discharged with the advice to follow up as an outpatient, period. He has noticed that when he experiences the chest pressure, he may experience for few hours, maybe up to 6 to 7 hours, but off and on. And when the symptom is on, it may last for 5 to 10 minutes, period. 1 month ago, he had a similar symptom, lasted for 2 to 3 hours, and once again, off and on, period. His symptom sometimes does radiate to the back, but no other radiation, period. No other accompanying features, period. The symptom can happen anytime, either at rest or while he's working, period. His work is not a physical work, period. He works as a engineering design person, period. He walks once a week, about 2 miles, over a 40-minute duration, period. Yesterday, while he was doing his engineering work, he had a mild chest pressure, and he took 80 milligram valsartan, thinking that his blood pressure may be high. Valsartan, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, S for Sam, A for Apple, R, T for Tom, A for Apple, period. Approximately 1.5 hour later, he had a cold sweating, period. And 2 to 3 hours after the symptom, he felt fine, period. No history of dizziness or syncope, period. No history of cough with expectoration, edema of feet, or a bleeding tendency, period. History of palpitation at times under stressful situation or when he is anxious, period. No history of any GI problem, G capital period, I for India capital period problem, period, new paragraph. Past history, history of hypertension for 10 years, period. About for last 10 years, he has been told to have pre-diabetes, P for Peter, R-E. But recently, he was told that he has a diabetes, and he was started on metformin, period. History of hypercholesterolemia for 10 years, period. No history of any cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. No history of rheumatic fever, comma, scarlet fever, comma, tuberculosis, comma, bronchial asthma, comma, kidney or liver problem, period, new paragraph. personal history is 5 feet 10 inch tall, period. His weight is 235 pound, period. He lost about 6 pound weight in last 3 weeks, period. And he continues to lose some weight, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period. New paragraph. Family history. Father died at the age of 60 years while having surgery on esophagus, which had a ulcer, period. Mother died at the age of 82 due to old age, and she had a hypertension, period. No other family member has any significant medical history, period. New paragraph. Social history, does not smoke, period. He does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both pedal pulses, which are 2/4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 130/80 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam. BMI in the left fifth intercostal space within mid-clavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. No S3, period. There is 1 plus S4, period. And no significant heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Alimentary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. CNS, no growth, focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. The EKG, sinus bradycardia at 54 beats per minute, period. Otherwise, no significant abnormality, period. New paragraph. The in view of symptom of chest pressure, plan is to do stress test, and patient has been requested to consider doing coronary calcium score, period. The pros and cons of testing has been explained to the patient, and she has agreed, period. He's also advised low sodium, low cholesterol, and low saturated fatty acid diet, period. Depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned, period. Face-to-face, more than 70 minutes were spent in consultation, discussion of finding and workup and what possible information we can get from the stress test, period. In the meantime, he's advised to continue same medications, period, and return to the clinic in 4 weeks, period. His questions were answered in detail to his satisfaction, period. New paragraph. The initial impression, number one, symptom of chest pressure, period. Next line, number two, hypertension for 10 years, period. Next line, number three, history of diabetes mellitus. Next line, number four, hypercholesterolemia for 10 years, period. Number five, symptom of palpitation under stressful situations period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.